really you on my mind. It's really you. It's really you on my mind.
Need both sides of the 12. Need both sides of the L. Free smoke rings in they hell. Sleet snow grind for the well. Whole team diamonds is real. Show them how to shine by themselves. You need a cosign for your hell. I need that bitch to grind on my belt. I know you need to drive for my belt. I know you seen it drive in itself. No matte black on the ride cause it's stealth. But it's stealth. I see both sides like Chanel. I see both sides like Chanel.
My pocket's snug. They can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa, my Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapsed. I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I mean my baby Bart, amazing the cash online unknown. I mean my baby Bart, blazing the dash, got money at home. Pocket snug, they can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa, my Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapsed. I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I mean my baby Bart, amazing the cash online unknown. I mean my baby Bart, blazing the dash, got money at home.
Take a ride down the boulevard, yeah. And your friends really wanna break us apart. Good Lord,
all set.
Good, good. reservations. Staring at my diamond while I'm hopping out of spaceships. Need your information, take vacation to Malaysia. You my baby, the paparazzi flashing crazy. She swallowed the bottle while I sit back and smoke gelato. Walking my mansion, 20,000 painting Picasso. Bitch, it be dipping, dabbing with niggas like a nacho. Took off a pen and diamond dancing like Rick Ricardo. She having it, with the color working on the bachelor. I know you got a pass, I got a pass that's in the back of us. Average, I'ma make a million on the average. I'm riding with no brain, bitch, I'm out of it.
Do you slide on all your nights like this? Do you try on all your nights like this? Put some spotlight on the slide.
Pop it, perk it, just to start up. Pop it, pop it, pop two cups of purple, just to warm up.
Two cups, drink.
I heard your bitch, she got that water.
Splash, drip, drip, woo, splash.
Ay. Slippery, won't excuse me, please me,
please.
I'm up, oh, believe me, believe me,
believe me.
Get beat,
beat,
cause I'm flexing Rory's. You can bet on me. Hey, 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 tater tot. Fuck niggas on my radar watch.
Watch him
crack a die, hunter. Turn him to some gator shots. Iced out watch.
Ice.
Round, round, 10 o'clock.
Ten.
Ride, round, get the down. Think it's 3 o'clock.
Three.
4 o'clock.
Four.
5 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
Five.
I'm gon' pop. If I don't, I'm back to the pots.
Whip.
I got rocks.
Rocks.
Big bells, big arms.
Yeah.
Summit gun. Come out and play, let's have fun.
Yeah.
Big scales.
Scales.
Fish scale, big. Wait,
fish,
iceberg,
ice,
ice tray,
ice tray.
Woo, plug call.
Call.
Try the front, I don't need it.
Brr.
I don't need it.
Brr.
Pocket strong, wrist anemic.
Strong.
Get freezing.
Freezing.
Young nigga, pay your ditties. Grandma,
grandma,
auntie Epic, auntie Nisa,
Nisa.
Uncle Bo.
Bo,
auntie Greta, sir, you Perkins.
Great.
Auntie Eva,
if
she got a pound, she might just serve it.
Serve.
Pop a perky, just a starter.
Pop it.
Two cups of purple, just to warm up.
Two cups,
drink. I heard your bitch, she got that water.
Splash,
drip,
drip,
woo. Splash.
Ay.
Slippery, won't excuse me, please me,
please.
I'm up, oh, believe me, believe me,
believe me.
Get beat,
beat,
cause I'm flexing Rory's. You can bet on me.
Hey,
all set.
Hey, slippery.
Slip.
She numbing me, that tongue on me.
Bah.
Honestly. She fuck with me, a wife to be. In Italy, bought her a fur, look like the wildebeest.
Rock.
Just chill with me, she just no worry, it is a bill to me.
It ain't nothing.
I pull her Diablo, I pull her with models, I gave her her first
Philippe.
We going for throttle, she swallowed the bottle, I'm all on her ovaries.
Ah.
I gave her some dollars, I Gucci the color, now she can't get over me.
Hey.
She wanna dose with me. Just hop in the ghost with me. Perky and Molly don't fuck with nobody. These bitch ass nigga ain't silent. Running your house with pumps in the shadows. Your mama might be up inside it.
Bah.
Cars robotic, bad bitch with a body, but really don't care nothing about it.
Uh-uh.
Capping and popping, I seen a little mazzy. I could have pulled up and just shot you. It's a jungle, I let them survive.
Pop
it, perky, just a starter.
Pop it,
pop it, pop two cups of purple, just to warm up.
Two cups,
drink. I heard your bitch, she got that water.
Splash,
drip,
drip,
woo. Splash.
Go.
Ay. Slippery. Excuse me, please me.
Please.
I'm up, oh, believe me, believe me.
Believe me.
Get beat, cause I'm flexing Rory's. You can bet on me.
I rock water, diamonds, I'm dripping, but not slipping.
I threw a quarter,
well damn.
But now I'm not tripping.
Blue
got it on forges, and all I'm not crippin'.
I buy Ferraris like Jordans,
I'm Mike and y'all Pip.
Hot
chillin'. Just me and my millions. Niggas. They all in they feelings. My bitches, I spoil them like they chillin'. So persistent, if I want it, I go get it. I'm so
slimy, grimy, shiesty but still shiny. Rude and unkindly, crew with no conscience. Off the top on college, nigga, I ain't with no nonsense. I'm a murderer, nigga, but I don't promote violence.
Dead shot, AK make your head rock. Red dot, retro at your dead stop. Stop, lean on rocks. Perkins, Miley, Xanax, rocks. Oxycontin. Take off, I'm your med dog.
Take off.
Leg lock. Leg. The key, I got unlocked the box. What's in that box? Huh? Don't tell them they might show the cops. Wrist watch. Abnormal, so I flood the clock. Money flop. Panties drop, that's when them titties pop. Free my pops.
John Wick.
Till they free as fuck the cops.
Fuck.
They know I geek a lot. They don't know I keep a Glock.
Clueless.
Ain't been no drought.
Where?
They think I've been sleep a lot. They think I'm dumb. They don't know I see the plot.
See it.
Fuck it, I seize or not.
Perk it, just a starter.
Pop it. Pop it. Pop two cups of purple, just a warmer.
Two cups.
Drink.
I heard your bitch, she got that water.
Splash.
Drip.
Drip.
Woo. Splash.
Ay.
Slippery.
Whoa.
Excuse me. Please me.
Please.
Arm up. Oh, believe me. Believe me.
Believe me.
Get beat.
Beat.
Cause I'm flexing robberies. You can bet on me.
This is Mimi and Gracie, and you're listening to All the Geets, 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
I'm a little stressed.
A little stressed?
Yeah.
How come?
In less than 12 hours, the whole school will know the spring fling announcement.
Ooh.
So that's exciting.
Very exciting. A little scary.
Yeah, a little scary.
A little scary. I'm excited about the lineup.
Me too.
I think most people should be excited about the lineup.
I wish we publicized the photo booth, because everyone's always excited when I
people talk. Love photo booths.
People love photo booths.
Photo booths are a great thing.
To our 10 listeners right now, there will be a photo booth.
Definitely a photo booth. Check it out.
In DeWitt.
There will be a Snapchat filter. Also check that out. Swipe left.
I paid 88% or 88 of my own dollars for that Snapchat filter, so the world
use
better
it.
Appreciate it.
Can you imagine if it like didn't work or something?
Don't talk to me.
Oh man. Very exciting. Well, what's our theme tonight?
Okay, so Mimi and I keep doing this thing where we don't remember that there's a show until 10.
It's hard. Sunday night is a hard time to remember.
So we're going loose theme.
Uh-huh.
Songs that have come out in 2017.
I'm excited because there are a lot of shows or a lot of songs that I'm really excited about right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been a good year for music so far.
It's been a good year for hip hop, I'd say.
Oh, completely.
Yeah. I don't know if that extends to like every genre, but
Lord coming back is a blessing to us all.
Mm.
Liability? No. I heard Green Light, and I was like, she doesn't have it anymore.
Uh-huh.
Then I heard Liability, and
okay.
I was like, I'm bucks heavy with this song.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to listen to that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Give our listeners a little listen.
A little taste.
Just a tiny one. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is some good stuff. But
right now we're staying with the hip hop theme.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a song lined up for us right now?
Yes, I have Red Mercedes by Aminé.
Ooh, all right, here we go.
With my niggas in my red Mercedes. Attitude like, fuck you, pay me. Roll it deeper than Adele when we go out. If the ladies show up, then we show out. With my girl in my red Mercedes. Attitude like, fuck me, baby. Leather seat so she wetter than a pool now. When that thing go up, then she go down.
This shit so clean, I put that on my life. Red Mercedes bling, it's a different type. This shit so clean, yeah. Put that on my life, yeah. Red Mercedes green, it's a different type.
What grain nada? Yeah. Yes, I'm the baba. Yeah. Don't rock Prada. No. What's a stylist? I'd rather make my clothes merch by the boatload. Hey. Banana club popping, yup, I'm super biased. True. Tint so black, look like my complexion. Yeah. Neo, I'm the one, like I had direction. Hey. Rims look like they was shipped from heaven. Damn. Trunk so big, it could fit my reverend.
Yeah.
And that nigga's pretty big. Engine so fast, every block is a trip. Yeah. Baby girl, wish that I copped a two-seater, mm-hmm. but I had to get five, cause my niggas wanna ride.
With my niggas in my red Mercedes. Attitude like, fuck you, pay me. Roll it deeper than Adele when we go out. If the ladies show up, then we show out. With my girl in my red Mercedes. Attitude like, fuck me, baby. Leather seat so she wetter than a pool now. When that thing go up, then she go down.
This shit so clean, I put that on my life. Red Mercedes beam, it's a different type. This shit so clean, yeah, put that on my life. Yeah, red Mercedes green, it's a different type.
Looking out my rear view, all I see is haters. This is just a preview, I use my gas for later.
Maybe.
Black ice, black seats, yup, I'm bumping Black Star. Rednecks tell me that I got a nice car. True. Gotta make sure that I keep my baby clean. Yeah. This game'll keep me hungry like I'm Katniss Everdeen. Ooh. Just got the whip wash, shining like it's pish posh. And just sound like it need an ad lib from Rick Ross. No, I ain't MMG, but my next purchase might be a M3.
Sheesh.
Sick of the most, look at the Vogue. Tripping for dollars, so hollering for gold. Picking apart my problems like when Peter Piper pick his nose. Whip look like it got dipped in a cherry coke. Mercedes same color as the hair on a little boat.
This shit so clean, I put that on my life. Red Mercedes beam, it's a different type. This shit so clean, yeah, I put that on my life. Yeah. Red Mercedes beam, it's a different type.
Send me your location, let's focus on communicating. Cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me. This is new to you initially. I didn't wanna fall, but you gather my attention, it was all for you. So don't take advantage, don't leave my heart damaged. I understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location? Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna fall in love off of some tweet, so let's get personal. I got a lot of cool spots that we can go. Tell me what's the move and I got you. I'm only acting like this cause I like you. Just give me the vibe to slide in. Oh, I might make you mine by the night then. Send me your location, let's focus on communicating. Cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. Ride, 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 come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you.
I don't need nothing else but you.
Ride, 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 come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you. Nothing else but you. Oh,
Mother's home. You will show me I had something. Some people call a soul. And you drive top the sky. Oh, you when I was 3 years old. No one knows me like the piano in my mother's home. Couldn't cope. They said that is her time. No tears inside. I kept the feelings close. And you took hold of me and never, never go. No one knows me like the piano in my mother's home.
Comedy of man starts like this. Our brains are way too big for our motherships. And so nature, she devised this alternative We emerge half formed and hope whoever greets us on the other end is kind enough to fill us in. And babies, that's pretty much how it's been ever since. Now the miracle of birth leaves a few issues to address, like say that half of us are periodically iron deficient, so somebody's gotta go kill something while I look after the kids. I do it myself, but what are you gonna get this thing? It's milk, he says, as soon as he gets back from the hunt, we can switch. It's hard not to fall in love with something so helpless. Ladies, I hope we don't end up regretting this. That's what I call pure comedy. Just wait until the part where they start to believe they're at the center of everything, and some all-powerful being endowed this horror show with meaning. Oh, their religions are the they worship themselves, yet they're totally obsessed with risen zombies, celestial virgins, magic tricks, these unbelievable outfits. And they get terribly upset when you question their sacred texts, written by a woman hating epileptics. Their language is just served to confuse them. Their confusion somehow makes them more sure. They build fortunes, poisoning their offspring, and hand out prizes when someone patents a cure. Where did they find these goons they elected to rule them? What makes these clowns they idolize so remarkable? These mammals are hell-bent on fashioning new gods, so they can go on being godless animals. For irony, their idea of being free is a prison of beliefs that they never ever have to leave. Oh, comedy. Oh, it's like something that a madman would conceive. The only thing that seems to make them feel alive is the struggle to survive. But the only thing that they request is something to numb the pain with, until there's nothing human left. Just random matter suspended in the dark. I hate to say it, but each other's all we've got.
So those were a couple of good songs. My choice for the past three. They're really slow and mellow.
That's true.
But a quick fact about the Sampha song that we played. So I, like, first of all, fell in love with that song when I first listened to his new album, Process, which came out this year, clearly, because this is the theme. But I kind of looked into it because it was really soulful, and I was like, there's no way that this isn't based off of something, like, bigger. Mm-hmm. And so apparently what happened was, like, his mom had cancer, and so he had moved out, but, like, once she got, like, diagnosed, he, like, moved back into the house to, like, take care of her. And so, like, basically it's the whole song is talking about how, like, no one knows him like the pianos in his mother's home, and just, like, the idea that, like, everything that he felt during that time and, like, everything that he experienced, like, he, like let out in song and, like, talked it through, and, like, I thought that was so cool and, like, totally moving, and it, like, gives me chills every time I hear it. But
beautiful.
It's a good song. Anyway, Gracie and I are on a trivia.
So let me tell you a sob story.
Yeah, tell the sob story.
Here we were.
Because we would have won.
I know. I calculated in my head. No, it was not lost on me.
It's okay. Tell the story.
Okay, so we were two rounds into a four-round game of trivia, right? We were 1 point behind the other team. One point behind a perfect score. Like, we were killing it. We just didn't get an obscure fact about national parks in Florida. Which is fine.
That's fine. That's because fine. We allocated our 1 point to that.
Like, we knew we weren't going to get it. It was totally okay. So, like, we'd been doing really well. We were hot, right? And then there's this question. And, like, basically, it was, like, every time a clue is revealed, you get less points. So, like, if you can guess it with, like, not a lot of clues, you get a lot of points. And, like, the more clues they give, the less points you get. But if you get it wrong, it's -5 points. So, it was a question about a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I foolishly...
It said it came out in 2006, 9 seasons, with episode names The Locket and...
Bass Player Wanted. Ugh, as I'm saying it now, I like hear
it. Oh, it's so painful.
Okay, so I was like, what CBS sitcoms are there that were on for so long? And I'm like, oh, 2 and a Half Men. That's like literally the only CBS sitcom I can think of. Like, it was probably on about that time. Like, it probably, like, stopped around that time. Like... It's not Big Bang Theory. Like, it's not all these. Like, I named literally every CBS sitcom I thought of. So I was like.
So Gracie dared to speak her mind and say, it could be 2 and a Half Men. And all of us go, oh, she's right. Like.
And I was like, guys, I don't feel confident.
And
we
pressured her. And the thing was, before this round even began, we went, if we are unsure, we're going to wait until we get more clues, because we're not going to lose the 5 points. We want to gain points.
Right.
And so we're like, no, Gracie, like, we're confident in you. We trust you. And we pressured her.
They did pressure me.
We pressured her a lot. And so,
I turned it in, and it was How I Met Your Mother.
And no, the worst part was the next clue was, like, based in New York, something, something else. And, like, it totally gave it away, at least for us two. We got it on the second clue.
Yeah.
And it was probably the most frustrating thing of my entire life.
And I think, we lost by not more than 8 points, right?
Yeah, no.
Well, 13 points, because we would have got mm-hmm. It was tragic. It was very tragic.
It was so tragic. And we could have won $30 of jumbo cash each.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the prize?
That was the prize.
Oh, Mimi shouldn't have told me.
Do you know how much laundry that would do? How much food we could
buy? That's 6 coffees.
How much res drinks I could buy? Oh my gosh. I would get myself a Medford Fog, like, every day. I would be so happy.
Oh, that's horrible. It was like, and the mood for the second half of the game was down too. And we had really...
It really, like, it crushed our morale too. Uh-huh. Like, we were so excited, so ready to win at the beginning.
Like, we were killing it, and it crushed our morale.
Crushed. Yeah. So, anyway, right now we've been in this trivia high where we've been literally just asking each other trivia questions for the last 48 hours.
We've, like, downloaded 2 trivia apps on our phone. So this will not happen to us again.
Never again.
Never again. We are going to win.
Never forget.
Yeah, honestly.
March. What was it?
If I had some token of, like, our losing, I'd, like, hang it above my bed. So it was the first thing I saw in the morning, and it, like, motivated me to be better, but I don't.
Oh, so. Well, at least we did get Kanye.
That's true. There was
a picture. There was, like, a whole round with, like, kid pictures, like, high school or middle school photos of, like, celebrities. And there was one of Kanye. It only slightly looked like him, to be honest.
Yeah.
I really think
it's like he looked young.
Yeah, he looked really young. And I think the jaw surgery really messed up his face. Uh-huh. So, like, I don't know. But we still got it. So we didn't have to take down the College Dropout vinyl from our wall.
Because I would have had to take that album off of my wall.
Oh, completely.
Because I just couldn't have lived with myself if I didn't get Kanye.
Yeah.
This has been a downer.
This has been a downer. But on the up and up, our next song's really cool. This song I discovered because I was watching this video of, like, Pharrell, and he went to, like, this random art school, and he was talking to this girl, and, like, she was gonna play him her music, and, like, he starts listening, and he literally starts crying because it's, like, so awesome and, like, so real, and you can hear just every influence that she had going into the, like, in going into music, in her music. It's so cool. Like, she, I'm totally recalling this falsely, so I'm really sorry, but
it's okay, Mimi.
I think her name's Maggie Rogers, is that right?
Yeah.
So she like grew up, her parents I think played like folk music or something, but then when she graduated high school or something, she went and traveled around Europe and was really influenced by, like, Euro pop. And so you hear this influence of, like, Euro pop, folky music, and it's so cool. I mean, it's like art. I'm really excited. But yeah, here's Alaska by Maggie Rogers.
I was walking through icy streams that took my breath away. Slowly through westward water over glacial plains, and I walked off you, and I walked off an old me. Old me, oh my, I thought it was a dream, so it seemed.
And now breathe deep down. get down. Everybody get up.
Gave you. You got to act right, I should nominate you. You know you a star, keep it shining, baby. Girl, I put the house on you and accommodation. Tell them I'm a dance machine. I only pay attention, you should dance for free. I can show you things that you can't believe. We should play together, come and join the band with me. Hot damn, gone Tina Turner on them. Got the place lit, you the furnace on them. Girl, you drive me crazy, keep it swerving on them. Blood on the dance floor, need an organ donor. Put your left foot in, take your right foot out. Money maker, what it's all about. If you're giving me the number, should I call you now? Fly, brother, but I need the gravity, cause I come to get down.
Everybody get up.
Cake. Love it when you move it all around, babe. Up and down like a sound wave. Preach, church on the move. Two-step into your feet, hurting them shoes. Dance away the pain, they ain't hurting your groove. He a baller, but he ain't James worthy of you. I ain't judging, baby, you know I'ma love you. Daddy say you're good for me, and my mama love you. Yeah, they hating on you, that's so common of them. Make it hot for me, fresh about the oven. But you turn me to a newer me. I know you wish you had two of me. Low key, baby, you a beast. Whoop de whoop, super freak. I come to get down.
Everybody get up. Don't fight, fight when it's do it to you. It's enough. That's why I say get up. Why you sitting? Get up. Don't fight, fight when it's do it to you. It's enough.
Either love him or leave him. Let loose. I don't think I believe you. Make you hot. You got me running the fever. Kick game like I'm a product of FIFA. Play on, player. Spray on cologne, baby, I'm on the way up. Girl, you got that good loving, it's hard to break up. But you want me cause I'm ballin', you call, we lay up. I'm on my way up to get down.
Everybody get up. Don't fight, fight when it's do it to you. It's enough, that's why I say get up. Why you sitting? Get up.
We're all gonna be alright. We're gonna be alright.
ask me how I found these songs, Mimi.
How did you find these songs?
I googled. This is like a while ago, because I was like, I want to record all the new music I like in 2017, because I like tried to do it retroactively in 2016, but like, sure, I missed a lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been googling sporadically, like, what's good music this year? Like, finding like Pitchfork articles.
That was a good one.
But this was a good song, right?
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You don't need a indie, like, let's find new music blog. You can just Google it.
Right. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you're Googling the indie music blog, but it's fine.
You don't have to, like, actually keep up with it.
Yeah, no, exactly.
You're just, above like, that.
Periodically check in.
Oh, yeah.
Add a few things to the playlist.
That is like the most like toughest thing ever, though. Like, like trying to be like cool and hip, but actually just Googling it.
So true. Like a metaphor for my life, honestly.
Literally. Oh man. Well, what kind of PSA do you want to hear today? Last time we
really
listened
short
to
one.
Art galleries. This one is Don't Drink and Drive. Oh, firearm safety.
Let's do that one.
Okay, firearm safety PSA. 4 rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule zero. All guns are always loaded. Rule 1. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I'm just confused why they started with Rule 0.
Well, because Rule 1 is like a thing like people say.
Oh, I see.
Like, I had heard that before. Like, never point your gun at anything you don't want to kill.
Oh, so, but why wouldn't they just reorder that?
Or, like, put Rule 0 as Rule 4?
Yeah.
Well, because I think it's hard because I think Rule 0 is like a baseline assumption. Like, assume your gun is always loaded.
I see. Have you ever shot a gun before?
Are you joking, Mimi?
Okay, yeah, you're right.
I think I'd cry, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Guns terrify me. Can you imagine? Like, you're holding life in your hands.
You are. As are you when you drive.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah.
Guns are so scary. I was talking... I'm just thinking about the Second Amendment.
Okay.
It's just crazy we can hold guns.
It is crazy.
Literally death machines. Especially, and I like hate to be this person, mm-hmm. like when you look at the Constitution, like we shouldn't be able to own guns.
Yeah.
Besides like for the purpose of like
a militia,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know, like I read, because like they just had a like big case on it like 4 or 5 years ago. No, maybe it was longer, but I think it's, I don't remember what it is. It's somewhere in DC, but like basically it incorporated Second Amendment rights and like said you could have like it basically addressed Second Amendment rights and like for the purpose of something like besides a militia, and the parsing of words that this justice had to do to get his point across was. A little outrageous.
Yeah. It's funny. It's, like, funny, too. Like, even... Because, like, Colorado has had a lot of shootings. Colorado has had a lot of shootings since, like, uh-huh. I've been a child. And so, there was one that happened, like, pretty near... Like, one of my friends goes to the high school that it happened at. Mm-hmm. And, like...
Like a mass shooting.
Yeah, like, there was, like, a shooter in the school.
That's terrifying.
He, like, shot a girl, shot other people, but, like, they didn't die, and then shot himself. And my biology teacher comes to school, and she's like, and this is exactly why teachers should be allowed to carry firearms. And I was like, what?
And I'm like, you missed the point.
Oh, my gosh.
Or my favorite is... Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
With guns.
It's like that's true, but like guns make it a heck of a lot easier.
It's like guns do kill people a little bit. I get the point of what you're trying to say, but it's just funny. I actually am not anti-guns though, as much as you are.
I don't think I'm anti-guns. I just think, honestly, like, I'm not even, like, anti-guns. I just think it's funny when people are like, this is our constitutional right. It's like, kind of.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of.
Kind of.
Kind of.
Like a little bit.
No, but I, like, not that I go hunting, but I have a lot of friends that hunt. And so I feel like I'm okay with that.
Well, I just think, like, why would anyone, like, I'm so fine with people, like, having hunting rifles. Like, if that's what you want, like, why do you have a pistol? You know?
Yeah.
Why do you have a handgun? Like, literally, what purpose does that serve? Like, you could only kill people with that.
Mm-hmm. I think people feel, like, I feel like when people are scared, they, like, want something that's powerful to protect them. And ultimately, it actually leads to more harm than good. But, like, it's, like, when you feel powerless, like, you want something that, like, makes you feel in control. And, like, guns can do that for a lot of people.
Yeah, I get that. I think most people wouldn't actually, like, somebody's breaking into your house, let's say.
Yeah.
Most people wouldn't be able to actually shoot the person. And then you've presented whoever broke into your house with a weapon to use against you.
Yeah, no, completely. I'm just saying from their perspective. Mm-hmm. It, like, I don't know. That's
probably why. I get it. I get it. I guess I get it, but I disagree. Or I don't feel the same way. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
But I understand that's, like, an opinion thing. That's not, like, a right or wrong thing.
Yeah.
On a different note, Steve Lacy. Should we play him?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Here we go, Steve Lacy.
Something bad is about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave. Bad is about to happen to me. Why I feel this way, I don't know, maybe. I think of her so much, it drives me crazy. I just don't.
baby really hurt me, crying in the taxi. He don't wanna know me, says he made the big mistake of dancing in my store. Says it was poison, so I guess I'll go home into the arms of the girl that I love, the only love I haven't screwed up. She's so hard to please, but she's a forest fire. I do my best to meet her demands, play it romance, we slow dance in the living room, but all that a stranger would see is one girl swaying alone, stroking a cheek. They say you're a little much for me, you're a liability, you're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. The truth is, I am a toy that people enjoy till all of the tricks don't work anymore. And then they are bored of me. I know that it's exciting running through the night, but every perfect summer's eating me alive until you're gone. Better on my own, they say. You're a little much for me, you're a liability, you're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. They're gonna watch me disappear into the sun. You're all gonna watch me.
My guy pretty like a girl, and he got five stories to tell. I see both sides like Chanel, see on both sides like Chanel. Swimming laps through pool water. Eat it.